Greetings in Jesus' name on this 30th day of November, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's currently 23 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under beautiful conditions, but the weather is going to be deteriorating. We're expecting major winds and 3 to 4 inches of rain, and it's going to be a messy, messy day. But we're trusting God for a wonderful time of rest and relaxation on this, our Sabbath, as we rest our bodies and our minds and from the powerful day that God gave us on yesterday. Our attendance was full yesterday, and the Spirit of God was moving in power and great glory upon the meeting all day long. We're grateful to the Lord for how He blessed during the day and how He ministered to us, especially last night. As our family was singing, I have been blessed. And as we were singing that great song, the Spirit of God just stirred among us. And the altars people began to come to the altar. And I know that may not seem like much for some of you in other parts of the country, but in New England, that's truly a stirring. And we had some people get help from the Lord. And we're grateful for how God met with us. We're preparing now for our Pastor Refreshers Conference that will be going on next week. And we're believing God for a mighty meeting. People that will be helped and encouraged in their walk with God. And we're asking the Lord just to move and to help and to protect and to give us a great meeting of preaching. Brother Joe Alther will be preaching. Brother Michael Plowman will be preaching. Robert Jarvis will be preaching. The AG family will be singing. And the Thren family will be singing. And we're just going to go to meeting. I appreciate your prayers and your love and compassion for us as we march on for the Lord Jesus Christ. David said in Psalms 142 and verse number 3, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. I want to speak for a few minutes today on this sobering truth of being overwhelmed. Can you imagine that David was a giant slayer, yet his spirit was overwhelmed? Can you even imagine that David was a great hero, yet his spirit was overwhelmed? Can you further imagine today that David had great victories in his life, yet his spirit was overwhelmed? He experienced something that every single one of us experience in our lives at one time or another. If you've been saved a short time, or if you've been saved a lengthy time, you will experience being overwhelmed. You said, preacher, what are we going to do when we're overwhelmed? Well, may I suggest first of all today that you should make prayer a priority. The Bible says in Psalms 142 verse 1, a prayer when he was in a cave, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. That's what we ought to do when we're overwhelmed. We should cry unto the Lord. And maybe right now, as you're listening to the broadcast today, and possibly when it goes off the air in just a few moments, you can clear out a little space and say, I'm going to cry unto the Lord. I'm going to get alone with God and listen to what the Lord has to say, and I'm going to cry unto Him. I'm overwhelmed. My spirit is overwhelmed, and I am going to cry unto the Lord. What are you going to do when you're overwhelmed? Make prayer a priority. Verse 2 said, I poured out my complaint before Him. I showed before Him my trouble. He's praying. He's crying out to the Lord. He's pouring out his complaint. And that's what you do when your spirit is overwhelmed. Make prayer a priority. And then I thought about this in verse number 3. Understand that the great God of heaven knows our path. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. How wonderful is that today, beloved, that God knows our path. You said, preacher, He doesn't really know mine. I'm in a bad condition. Well, you're wrong, my dear sister, my dear brother. He knows our path. Thank God he is very much aware of every place we're at, and he is going to lead us through. I want to encourage you today, you that have found yourself overwhelmed, our great God is able to help us. Be lifted up today by the power of the Holy Ghost, and allow the Lord to do a great work in your heart. Be encouraged. Be uplifted. May the Lord strengthen you. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a marvelous Monday, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.